This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's lovely out right now.
It's going to be a really nice day.
Take some more days like this. What are the people saying, Vinny?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You put that in your little texting number thing, and then you just write your message, and we get it. And as long as it's short enough, we're able to read that in some kind of comprehensive way. And if they're too long, well, then, you know, it's a toss-up. Yeah. We'll see. Anyway, here's some of the stuff you guys
read
sent.
Read half of it.
Vin, check your TV listings for SNL. It's on at 8:30 most times, but not always. I just heard that they have, it's like been a ratings boom for them to put it on early and air it live, and then they re-air it. So this has been going on for a while now, and I just didn't know it. I just happened upon it. And went, oh, well, I guess I'll watch Justin Bieber sing.
Right. So obviously on the East Coast, they're just getting the regular 11:30 show, like always. And then we're able to get it early out here.
Right. It doesn't take any effort. They're doing the show live. So it's just they air it live here, too. And I guess that removes their ability to dump out of any kind of curse words or whatever.
They probably have some kind of delay. But yeah, I mean, if a bit totally doesn't work, they don't get to cut that out.
Right. Adele is only hosting. Her is the performer.
Yeah, we said that.
That's got to be intimidating. Ah.
Right.
Yeah, and actually, I'm surprised.
Me too.
That she wouldn't rather just perform, but
I'll just play a couple songs. Maybe she's branching out, Vinny. Maybe she's like, you know what I want to do? I want to be a comedian.
Oh, all right.
Let's give this a try.
Well, she has talked about her stage fright. In fact, her whole thing was, I'm not an Adele fan per se. I like Chasing Pavements and a few other songs. They're all right. But her albums cross from teenagers to 70-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And they sell, at a time when albums don't sell, she still sells a lot of albums.
Physical albums, yeah.
Right. So she does very well. And for her to say, I don't want to tour anymore, no thanks.
She basically said, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm paralyzed by stage fright and don't want to tour anymore. And so to hear her say that and then do this,
I know,
it's almost
fishy.
Sounds like
it's almost like she just doesn't like touring.
Like traveling, is it, right?
Right. She used stage fright as the reason why she doesn't want to do it anymore.
Right. Well, you know what? Look, that touring thing, you talk to people you look at interviews. And for example, one of the bands I've loved forever is Rush. And these guys, their whole adult lives are wrapped up in years-long tours.
Right.
And so anytime they talk about anything in their lives, it's like, oh, well, that was the tour for, you know, moving pictures.
It's not just even a job. It's a lifestyle. Being on the road it's got to be insanely difficult. Some people love it, thrive on it, become total drug abusers. They love it. And other people, they want to be home.
Right. So anyway, she's obviously not one that takes to that lifestyle, as you put it.
She's all, nah, I want to stay home with my kid. Didn't she marry and now she's divorced? And
yeah. Oh. Yep.
Yeah. And she has at least one kid, right?
I don't know about the kid thing at all. I don't. Does she have a kid? You tell me.
At least one kid. Okay. I think just one.
Yeah, just one. A boy.
What's his name?
7-year-old Angelo.
Angelo. 7 years old already?
Yeah, that's surprising. As Sarah told me many times, one is a good number. One is a great number.
One is a great number.
Stick with that.
All right.
Although I say that, and then that little Hulk baby, Jesus, I couldn't be more in love.
Oh.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, one's a great number, and 10 is a great number, you know?
Oh, and speaking of, Isla from her desk says, say hi to your coworkers.
Oh.
And
Isla.
I repeatedly tried to tell her, we're not just talking to my coworkers. That's not what's happening, but whatever. So, hi, everyone, from my daughter.
Thank you, Isla. Thanks
she
for thinking of us.
She seems to think it's just you guys in these four squares.
I like to
here.
Pretend it's just us in the four squares, you know? Mm-hmm. With one other person listening, you know who you are. Hello.
Right. Nathan Apodaca has a mural in the Lower Haight now. You know who Nathan Apodaca is?
Yeah, he's the skateboard guy. What do you mean he has a mural in the Lower
Haight? Someone painted a mural of him.
With dreams and him on
probably
a skateboard
like
with the cranberry juice.
Dude's got a good vibe. I mean, it's at a time when there's more hostility than any of us can really take. Mm-hmm. He's got a good vibe. Much needed, right?
Definitely.
Put that on. You got a little Fleetwood Mac and a little cranberry juice and a
nice
little
skateboard roll. He's rolling
with
what the day... Like, his car is broken down. He's got to get to work. Like, he's rolling with his day and is still managing to find some joy in there. And I think that's lovely.
I have 4 interviews this week. Please send me some good feelings of concern.
Oh.
Absolutely. Well, you are going to nail one of these. I know it.
Yeah.
I just know it.
You're going to nail more than one. You're going to have to choose.
You're going
to
get offers, right? Yeah. Not an offer, offers.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen what people go through for tech? Oh, there's
my God, that's hilarious.
Oh, Ocean Spray.
Ocean
just
Spray paid
finished
for that.
All over
Come
themselves.
That is so. So, can you put that up on the Serendipity Facebook page?
Oh,
it's really just like a sort of a tight shot of a profile of him tipping back the quart sized jug of Ocean Spray. Like, that is.
Right.
You're not wrong. They've arrived.
Yep. They are absolutely permanent paint job. All right. This thing's working out. We bought it the guy. Would they buy the guy a truck?
Yes.
Well, that was nothing compared to the run they're getting.
Yeah. You are not kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, if you've never seen what tech people go through for the interview process, I've sort of gotten a front row seat for that multiple times. They run them through a gauntlet like you would not believe. It is ridiculous. You'll interview with 10 different people and sometimes with a group of people too.
Right.
Super hairball.
It's not
and
just
ask
you
the
walk
hardest
in,
stuff.
Talk to one dude and wait to hear.
Right. It's a trip. Let's see here. Stevie was supposed to headline at Bottle Rock last summer. Super bummed. Another 707 writes, she's headlining Bottle Rock. She's still relevant, Vinny.
Yeah, we're just giving her crap, you know.
Now, let me just tell you the background to that. My high school girlfriend loved 2 artists. She loved Heart and Stevie Nicks. And there isn't a time when either of those artists comes up, even now in my 50s, that I can keep from rolling my eyes. I can't help it. It's what happens. So it's just in me from my teen years. I'm going to always be like, what?
I don't know how she could be that. Like, to me, Stevie Nicks is compared to Ann Wilson. That's not the song to play from Heart. That's the cruddy.
Oh, come
that's
on.
What, that's whatever. What my that's high school girlfriend knows. Loved, though. This crap.
Yeah. This is the combat. No. This is a cruddy record that someone else wrote. You
got
to go back to, like, Little Queen or Even It Up. Or,
that album.
Right. No. Yes. That is probably their biggest commercial success, but it's their worst album.
Well,
I mean, all their stuff. The stuff from the 70s is the stuff. When they were the female Zeppelin. They're so good.
Oh, my God. You didn't just say that.
I did just say that. Believe
you
want to it.
Take that back right
I'm
now.
Not taking it back. I never
you know,
would.
You know
and
you
Wilson
were talking
is one
into
of
a
the
mic, don't
greatest
you?
Singers of all time.
You just made her, everyone laugh at you. Oh, you know
what?
Put
her
she
in the
was
same sentence as Stevie Nicks.
Hit.
Not. She's. I put her up against anybody.
The female Zeppelin.
They were. They wrote all their own music. It was guitar heavy. Yeah.
Nobody knows this,
Little
though.
Queen.
Nobody knows that.
Right. Nobody knows this song.
Good morning, says 510. Just tried three times to log into a Zoom meeting at 8 o'clock. That is on Thursday. COVID brain.
Well, you should get a couple day. Oh,
a lot of COVID
by the way,
brain
Jane is yelling Barracuda. So Jane
Barracuda.
Agrees with me.
Oh, Jane
Barracuda
doesn't
is a big
agree
song,
with you.
Though.
Trust
you know, you
got to
go for
doesn't.
Some of the deep cuts on those records.
Oh,
they're so,
now
you know.
With Jane too?
No, I'm not. You know, they have the hit songs that everyone knows. And actually, the very beginning of this song, the whole intro to it is amazing. Like, there's a whole 2-minute guitar intro to this song that nobody ever plays.
This one?
No, not that. Before that, before they break into that.
Right now? Oh, okay.
Nobody
of
knows what
song,
you're talking
right?
about. Nobody.
That song, the intro. Yeah, they do.
Five
well, if you have the record, you know.
Happy 70th birthday, Tom Petty.
Oh, Tom.
I miss him so much.
Last week on Friday, that deluxe double version of, is it Wildflowers? What's the name
yes,
of the record?
Yes, it is.
From 94 dropped. So if you love Tom and you want to, you know, be miserable listening to a Tom Petty album, then there's a real good one that just dropped.
Here's someone that has had enough of my kids' jailbreaks. They say, sending Vin a suggestion. Door Monkey. Door lock and pinch guard. Safety door locks for kids. Baby-proof doors for bedrooms, bathrooms, and kitchens.
Oh, great. There you go.
You know, it's clearly we're in the process of making changes as this isn't over yet.
Oh, there it is. That is... Well, the thing is, it seems like she'd be able to go and rattle that thing, you know? I don't know if that's helpful.
It's not going to fix.
Why not just have a lock? I don't get it.
And it looks like it's just at the level to poke a kid's eye out, too. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's not looking like a great...
Weirdly, we also get texts from people who love the jailbreaks, so I don't know what to do about them.
Well, she's just trying to help you. That's all. I think everybody loves them.
Hey Vinny, have you watched the one and only Ivan with Isla on Disney Plus? Excellent movie based on a true story. She would enjoy Secret Society of Second Born Royal. Some ideas. Thanks. I'll watch all those. Although, you know what's happened? This is the truth. I don't like admitting it because I haven't always been a crier. In fact, I didn't cry forever, but I am now I cry more in the house than anybody.
Well,
certainly,
kids will do
definitely
that to you.
More than my wife. These cartoons get me every time. It doesn't matter how much I've seen them.
You're an old softy now, Vin.
It's unbelievable. They look over and, oh, look, Dad's crying. I'm like, oh my God. I don't even want to watch shows with you guys anymore.
Yeah, I remember when my kids started to realize that I would be crying during stuff. And then instead of watching the movie, they kept looking at me to see if I was crying, you know? Mm-hmm. My one kid would be like, here's a tissue, Mom.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, thank you.
I like Chris Evans, Captain America. He's not only very handsome with clean cut, but exceptionally handsome with a beard. He's also a huge dog lover. He also just posted his chaunch online, didn't he?
Down there.
He did. They're saying, I mean, he sort of spun it like, hey, it's for voting. Everyone's doing the naked stuff for voting now. Have you seen these ones? The first one I saw was Cody Heller did it. She put vote stickers on her nipples and did like pull-ups.
I have not seen that. Who's Cody Heller?
She's the chick who wrote that. She's a writer in Hollywood, and I follow her because I watched that show on Quibi about the sex doll, which I loved. I can't remember the name of it though, so I didn't love it that much, I guess. But I started following her, and she's really funny. Anna Kendrick stars in it.
Yeah. Oh no, I remember you said you watched it. I haven't seen any of that stuff, and I'm not seeing the whole nude for voting thing. That seems gratuitous.
Oh, are you looking? Take a look at this, and maybe you know.
Post.
There she is. She's got little vote stickers on her.
She's fit.
She's very
fit.
Oh yeah, she's very fit. She's a cool 35-year-old girl.
Is she cheating though? Because you can't see her feet. You know,
she's swinging. You can see him swinging.
Well,
I'm wondering if
she's standing on something, because those are some solid pull-ups.
Yeah, she's really. Although she's doing those palm
solid
in
solid pull-ups. Oh yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah,
she's swinging. Like it looks like she's.
It does.
Palm in is a lot easier than palm out.
Well, the girls always get to do them palm in.
But yeah, those are solid. And she looks, by the way, I guess it's not right to comment, but they're spectacular.
Yeah, and everything about her is spectacular. Mm-hmm. I think she's divine. She's very funny. She's so funny. Like, I really enjoy her post. She has this whole weird thing going on with Anna Kendrick. And then she's got, like, her dad has this bird that lives in his house. And there's all kinds of weird crap. Like a bird, like a robin, you know, from outside. And the guy puts, like, branches and crap in his house to make it feel more at home, and there's bird crap everywhere. I'm like,
oh my god,
what is
disgusting.
Happening?
All right. Let's see. Sarah, you want to get rid of Captain Kirk? That's Chris Pine. There was a
story. Yeah, I don't like him. Look, he's fine. And actually, so is Chris Evans. They're both good looking guys, but they are not in the Thor echelon. I mean, that dude is hot.
Well, I don't. I actually thought the third Thor was excellent. He found his stride, and I liked it. Chris Evans is the hottest with facial hair. Pratt is the worst. Chris, super religious and Republican. No,
turns out I'm not that into him.
Clearly, the worst Chris is Chris Jenner.
That is true. That's absolutely true. She spelled her name wrong, though.
Bryn, please talk louder. Please. Thank you.
Yeah,
Sarah,
please
you
talk
too.
Louder. I couldn't be louder in my headphones. That is all on Nicole. Nicole needs to turn up me and Bryn.
Yeah, Nicole.
Nicole.
You guys
when
are all
not
the way
loud
up.
Enough, it's Nicole's
we're
fault.
We're all the way up, pushed to the top. Come on.
Yeah.
We're all the way
Bryn
up.
Bryn is. Not you.
Yeah, that's because Bryn never talks into his mic. He talks from him. He's like across the room going, yeah, let me tell you something really
I'm here just
about.
For the extra background.
No,
stuff,
you're,
right?
That's not what you're there for. That's why you have a mic, so you can talk into it.
You got it.
You little.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Let's not go with name calling. No one wants to
I know,
end up
it's
in
wrong.
HR today.
That
I have
is
a
true.
Windshield
I don't even know where HR is, for God's sake. Yeah. I wouldn't even know how to get there. Sorry, I'm not going. I don't know how to get there.
Putting a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. Start a complaint for me, would you?
Here, I'll draw you directions to Sacramento.
Okay, thanks.
Let's see here. Vinny weddings prices are ridiculous. I loved our wedding, of course, but yes, we spent more than we wanted to. Every vendor has their hand in your bank account.
Yep.
From photographer, vendor, DJ, makeup artist, and for two brides, hairstylist to the bakery, we had cupcakes that we didn't have to have, and on. Yeah, it's crazy. And then
you want it to be special and amazing.
Not to badmouth anybody, but the DJ at our wedding was not our favorite. And the missus at the end goes, everything was perfect, but the DJ. And I'm like, oh my God.
I'm so sorry she's bummed by that. That's too bad.
No.
Did you pick the DJ?
You know what? No, I didn't pick anything. I was along for the ride, man.
Right.
Thumbs up.
You learned, though, to pick. Which one of these? This one or this one? That one.
That one.
Not, I don't
but
care.
But yeah, those things.
Not
I mean,
whichever one you want.
If the person's going to start, you know, doing a show at your show, and if the person is someone who knows there's people who work in radio in the audience, things might
lots
get weird.
Right, yeah. Mm.
So, and they did.
Yeah.
I think he was talking to your table more than the rest of the room.
We were talking back, which was the problem. You know, the thing is, you gave us drinks, Vin. You know, it's really, you got no one but yourself to blame. Well, I only remember
give me the
about
mic.
50%.
Give me the mic. I'll do a speech.
I know. I was gonna go up there and yell into the mic, and then Hooman wants to speak. And
yeah, I know. I know about all that. In fact,
Uzi
when they
was
said,
yelling. It was great.
Do you want to do a speech? I thought, you know, it is my wedding, but nah, I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna skip.
You know what I do for a living? Talk. I don't want to. I don't want right. to work at my wedding.
Uh huh. A lot of people wrote in about that, by the way. The weddings thing is just, it's sort of like the kids thing. You can tell people, here's how this will go for you, and they will say, oh, yeah, I got it.
No.
And then they don't listen, and then at the end of it, they go, I can't believe everybody warned me.
Yeah. But I still had no idea.
Of course, you were going to beat it. After all these years, you were going to be the one to crack the code and get through a wedding cheaply.
You were going to be the one.
Mm-hmm. I had my wedding planned for years. The only thing missing was the groom. Oh. Found him. Just celebrated 27 years.
Oh, well.
Happy Tuesday, S&B.
I'm glad that worked out. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who have their whole wedding. Well, I know one guy anyway. Whole wedding planned. He even has the two dates that he would find it acceptable to get married. And just no one to stick in that bride dress yet.
What?
Whoa.
Or co-groomsman dress. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. You know,
some people did write in about that. Hooman's wedding thoughts are so strong, he skewed the whole survey.
Yes.
Because he loves weddings so much, that's it.
Oh, loves going to them, has his own planned. It's amazing. Invite me to the wedding. Can I do the service? Oh, he'd want to preach. Oh, can you imagine him at a wedding? You'd be like, hey, it's non-denominational. We just want you to get up there, say a couple words, and marry us. And
you know what?
He'd be preaching. And
I there are people I love very much, and I will absolutely go to their weddings, and I can't wait to go to Bryn's, and I hope that Nicole, you're still with us when that comes around for you, and we can go to your wedding, and just please don't do it.
It better be good.
The middle of nowhere on the East Bay. That's all I ask.
But that was a crazy wedding.
Some story, or
I don't know. But you know what I want the most is what? I really want to go to Hooman's wedding. I swear.
I've
never known anyone who wants it so much, and I would absolutely love to see him get that.
I'm with you.
He's someone who's only avoids it because he's been hurt so many times that he's like, I can't put myself out there anymore.
He almost got there. Almost. He was affianced.
Yeah, except
let's see what's behind
ones.
That scab.
My heart.
She's the dagger.
Yeah.
Her. The one that you're talking about now.
Yeah.
That's late.
The scar is.
Gotta go. Oh. Bye.
Okay, Dallas. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Goodness. What's going on?
You don't just take a quick break during the songs and have a bowl?
Of cereal? No, I usually don't think of it until later.
Oh.
So I eat later. Sometimes if, like the other day we had Pop-Tarts in the pantry and I knew that when I woke up. So I did have Pop-Tarts early. But normally I wait till the end of the show to eat. Because sometimes I'm just always afraid that like it'll be two short songs and then I'll have soggy cereal. I can't have that, Vinny.
Or a mouthful of food when you're on.
Right, exactly. Right. No, so anyway, thanks for listening today.
Oh, are we on?
We're on. Yep. It's happening.
97.3.
Yes.
Good morning.
We appreciate you being here. And as you said earlier, Vinny, you can listen to us on radio.com. And even when you're not listening, just turn it down. Don't turn it off. Keep that stream going.
I saved one last text for this moment.
Okay.
I love it so much. Right. 408 says, I kept saying, you heard it here first all day yesterday. And I thought, that's just great.
Only there was more Maria Athens. Just please, Maria, what else is happening in the world?
You heard it here first. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this.
Newsnet National for sure will cover this. You heard it here first.
There's a lot going on there, but the weirdest part is she's just making all of it up. Like this, someone she was interviewing may or may not have a story that actually includes the mayor, and she's just decided this is news. I got to report it.
I've got to go for it. That's who I am. I'm Maria Athens, and you heard it here first.
And Newsnet National for sure. Well, it's at 9, and Newsnet National for sure.
What is she even saying?
Newsnet National. She meant to say National News will for sure cover this or something, but she's breaking it. You heard it here first. Anyway.
And meanwhile, that's just a Facebook post. That's not even a report.
That's not on the news. No. You know, it's not like a break-in into the show. Breaking news.
Oh, and by the way, one last thing on the text. A lot of people wrote in and said, yes, those male chastity belts are for sex play. They are for domination stuff.
Yeah. So. That'd be nice. We could snap those on our men and send them out into the world.
You ever thought about doing that to your husband? No?
Wait, what? You guys are both talking at once.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just going to see if you wanted to do that to John, no?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, does it have a zapper function? That'd be fun, no. Right? He's out there, like, you know, in the backyard, practicing his golf swing. Can I give him a little zap?
You're a sicko.
I'm like,
what I was saying was that, surprisingly, when I was searching for it, I found so many versions of them on Amazon. So this is a full-on thing.
It's a thing, yeah. Oh. Clearly. Mm-hmm. The texters let me know.
It must have been that they found a backdoor pillow hack into this where if a hacker had found it, they could have locked everyone who had one of those on into
right.
it forever.
Exactly right. Right.
Yes.
Anyway, everyone, stay tuned for Jane. She happens this afternoon. She's the best radio show host in the country.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon, I meant to say. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yep. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow. It'll be hump day.
Crunch.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.